All right, so maybe this time and next time, which will hopefully be Monday night, depending on whether I'm still standing upright after parent-teacher conferences Monday night. So I'll we'll talk a little bit about a side topic, not really related to Masechta Sukkah, but comes up on Daf Chavav in terms of the Isser of Shena B'Tfillin. And we'll do a little bit on this. The Gemara here on the bottom of Chavam Aleph quotes a brisa: Tana Rabbanan Ochlin Achilas Aroy Chutz Asukah Vein Shena Shena Aroy Chutz Asukah. My time Amar of Ashi Gzema Shema Shema Yirdam. Right? What's the lashon Yirdam? Like a deep sleep, right? By Adam Arishon, it says that a Kaddish Baruch Hu put a tardema upon him. So that's like the first anesthesia that ever happened to Adam Arishon. So first person went under, you know, anesthesia min haTorah minayin. So we know that there's already a makor of halachta bedracha. If you ever want to be an anesthesiologist, so you can say that you're being makayim halachta bedracha, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu put Adam Arishon under anesthesia when he you know separated, he performed major surgery on Adam Arishon. So too, you want to be makayim the same thing, that they're walking the footsteps of their Rabbanu Shalom.
Is that a chiddush? Is that joke a chiddush, or is like that, like, do they say that over like the anesthesiologist, like Jews anesthesiologist?
I hope no one else says it over. It's not that good. Anyway, all right, enjoy it. If you ever become an anesthesiologist, feel free to use it and not say it in my name. Anyway, so the Gemara says that it's a chashash that he's going to fall into a deep sleep. That's what we're afraid of when it comes to Sukkah. So Shina Saroy is out. So then the Gemara asks the Kasha, wait a minute. Right? So then we're going to have three answers to this Kasha. Why then are you allowed to sleep with Shina Saroy and Tefillin? Why aren't we afraid of the same thing? So the answer number one, I'm Rabbi Yosef Breder Rabbi Loi, but Moser Shinas of Achir. He has a shomer. Somebody's going to watch out to make sure that he doesn't fall into a deeper sleep. So maskif layer of misharshia, arveich arvetzarech. Your arev needs an arev. Rashi says an interesting thing over here. He says maybe he's going to fall asleep. Right? Did anybody look into why Rashi says that? What would be the problem that he might fall asleep? The arev might fall asleep.
What else? Like what else?
But the arev is not already sleeping. Meaning, you're already sleeping, so maybe it's very, very easy to go from a light sleep to a deep sleep. That's, you know, especially if you're tired enough that you need the nap in the first place. Like, I don't know, I majored in psychology, not that I know any psychology, but I'm saying we learned in psychology that you know, if you're, the more tired you are, the faster you shoot into your deeper sleep stages. So a guy could take a nap, probably because he's exhausted to begin with, and he then will shoot right into a deep sleep after a few seconds. So, okay, Gzeir Hashem Yerdam, that makes a lot of sense. But the Arev, the guy sitting next to you who's perfectly fine, and you tell him, wake me up in a couple of seconds, why is he going to fall asleep?
He can't be excited to watch someone sleep.
Well, he's doing something else. That's what I would have said. He's living his life. So I would have said, this guy is busy living his life. Whatever he's doing, he's sitting and learning. I don't know. So he's going to think of a tough kasha. He's going to need the answer. He's going to think about this Rashi. He's going to say, why, Taka, does he think I'm going to fall asleep? And then he's going to get lost in thought trying to answer the kasha. And by the time he figures out the terrace to the kasha, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be in dreamland over there. That's what I would have said. He's going to turn his back for a second, especially when the Gemara concludes that Shenas Aroy is how many seconds? 45 seconds? I know we calculated it in Shir recently. We said that if we did it based on assuming an amma is 2 feet, let's say, and assuming how long it takes to walk, you know, how long it takes to walk a mile, average speed of a person. So we calculated anywhere between 35 and 45 seconds, depending on how much you think. So that's not a very long time. So it's totally shayach that if you tell someone, wake me up in 45 seconds, then he might wake you up 2 minutes later. He might just space out for a second or think about something within 45 seconds, and he might lose. I don't know. That's what I would have said.
How long is she was the right possible?
I don't know.
I'm saying, because if it's like, let's say, 5-10 minutes, like, he might think, I'll think, because like, Rashi said, Yishkam V'yashim.
Yeah. I know, but the conclusion of the Gemara is Hiluch Mea Amah.
So that's not a lot of time.
That's very short. Anyway, I don't know. Whatever you hold Shana Saroy is, I would have thought the simpler possibility is that just he might just not remember to wake you up right away on the dot, and then you're going to slip into a Shanus. Okay, but there's got to be something motivating Rashi to Stavka say this pshat. I don't know what it is, but you know, you could look around and tell me if you find anything. But anyway, the So the Gemara can, so the Gemara rejects that answer. So Ella Amar Abba Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan b'Meniach Rosh ben Birkav Askinan. It's talking about he was sleeping with his head between his knees, which is very uncomfortable, obviously, and therefore he's not going to be able to lapse into a deep sleep. And then Rava Amar in Kevel Ashena. So Rava says a new teretz. The way Rashi explains Rava Shita is that really every sleep could be categorized either way regarding the quality of the sleep that you're going to get. But you could argue that with regard to tefillin, if you're only sleeping for a short time, there's no chashash hafacha, there's no chashash shem yafiach bahen, and that's really what we're worried about when it comes to tefillin. You're not allowed to sleep ishenas keva, as Rashi pointed out, shem yafiach bahen. The Gemara doesn't say that. However, that seems to be the muskim way for the Rishonim to learn the Gemara. And therefore, when you're sleeping a Shenas Aroi, what we would call Shenas Aroi, there's no chashash shem yafiach bahen. But if you're sleeping a Shenas Aroi outside the sukkah, maybe for you that's going to constitute a Shenas Keva. So therefore, you're going to be violating the Isser of sleeping what you would call a Shenas Keva outside the sukkah, whereas the chashash when it comes to tefillin is not really that strong. That's Rav's Teretz. Okay. So that seems to be the maskana over here. Tosfos points out that there's a little bit of a stira between this Gemara and the Gemara in Shabbos. Did you guys see that Gemara in Shabbos? The Tefillin Tzrichim Guf Naki Kelisha Bal Kanafayim. You saw that Gemara? Getting mixed reviews here. You did not see it. Okay. All right, whatever. I'll read you the Gemara. The says Tefillin Tzrichim Amar Rav Yanai Tefillin Tzrichim Guf Naki Kelisha Bal Kanafayim. So my he. What is a Guf Naki? So the Gemara says, what is a gufnaki? Well, first of all, who's Elisha Balknafayim? Right. So when the Romans made Xer, the Gemara in the Hemshech over here, Mem Tesem and Alfin Shabbos, says that he was hiding his tefillin from the Roman official who was supposed to catch Jews wearing their tefillin. And it said, what is it? It's a kanfeyona. And it turned into a kanfeyona. So the Gemara says, why dafka kanfeyona? What? What's the answer? Why dafka kanfeyona? Why did he pick kanfeyona out of anything else? What? By the teva? No, I don't know. The Gemara says basically. No, the Gemara says that basically, without its wings, a dove is toast. It can't get away from anybody. So you know, for lack of a better term, it's a sitting duck, right? So therefore, without its wings, it's, you know, basically when you think Yonah, think pigeon, right? Imagine a pigeon with no wings. You know, it's just strutting around, very easy to catch. So that says, so too, the Bnei Yisrael, the mitzvos are compared to Kanfei Yonah, because without our mitzvos, we're sitting ducks with Yomos HaOlam, but with our mitzvos, we can save ourselves. Right? That's, I think, what this Gemara, I think, is what inspired the Yehuda exclamation point song.
Yeah, it's a deal on iron.
Oh, okay, there you go. So that's, I think, it's based on this Gemara. Anyway, well, you prefer Yehuda factorial? Anyway. Okay, so Tosfos over here and Tosfos in Shabbos points out that it's the same Abaye. Abaye by us seems to indicate that you're not allowed to sleep with the tefillin on it, at least not a Shenas Keva. And in Shabbos, he says, what's the definition of Gufnaki? Shelo Yafiach Behen. Whereas Rav is the one that says Shelo Yishan Behen. And Rav over here, if you look, Tosfos doesn't say this outright, but it's clear from this. Rav over here is the one who says Ein Kevel Ashena. Right? So Rav says by Sukkah Ein Kevel Ashena, but by Tefillin, it's Mashma that Rav would hold. You could sleep a Shema Saroi. So how could Rav be saying in Masechah Shabbos that you don't sleep with your Tefillin on? You're not allowed to sleep with your Tefillin on. And over here he's saying you could sleep a Shema Saroi with your Tefillin on. So Tosfos wants to say, nah, they're really all saying the same thing. They're just talking about a particular, like, they're all talking about your starting point. What's your starting point? It's a similar Tosfos. There are some minor nuances between the Tosfos on Memtes and Shabbos and the Tosfos here on Chavav. If you take a look, you know, you'll notice that there are some slight differences in the way the Tosfos describes the Yeshitas of Rav and Abaye. But seemingly, it's basically, what are you makbet about? Are you makbid on afacha and not dafka makbid on shena? Meaning when Abaye and Rav are talking about when you put on the tefillin, what are you thinking? Like, okay, I can be shomer myself, shalo yafiach bahen. It's not going to happen. If I feel myself needing to be mefiach, I'm going to remove the tefillin and I'm not going to violate any isurim. Right? That's what Abaye is thinking. But ad kerei kach, that he's thinking to himself that I would be exhausted, would I literally be able to hold myself back from falling asleep at all? So that Abaye doesn't require. And Rava requires, no, even you have to be able to guard yourself from falling asleep, you know, if you're just feeling exhausted. That's the way Tosus wants to learn it. But Einachinami, they both hold it's the same exact chashash. It's just a question of where you start from in terms of when do you decide I should be putting on tefillin and when you decide I shouldn't be putting on tefillin. That's basically the way Tosus wants to learn. But there's no machlokis and there's no stira. They both hold that there is an isser of Shenis Keva, there's no isser of Shenis Aroi, and there is a chashash, and the reason for that is that chashash hafacha. If you turn to the back of the Gemara, before we turn to the back of the Gemara, we need to do the next little hemshech here. The Gemara then quotes a three-way stira between the brisos. It says, one brisa says, right, they said, Tani chada, yoshin adam tefillin, shenis aroi, avalo shenis keva, which seems to be what we had held before. You're allowed to sleep shenis aroi, but not shenis keva. V'tanya idach bein keva bein aroi. That you could sleep no matter what. You can sleep as much as you want with the tefillin. And Tanya Idach, lo keva velo aroy. And the third brisa says you're not allowed to sleep at all with your tefillin on no matter what. So the Gemara answers, lo kasha, ha de nakalu biyade, ha de manchi bereshay, ha de parasudra ilave. So then the Gemara says, there's three different cases. One is when you're holding them in your hand. One is when they're on your head, meaning you're wearing the tefillin. And one is that you were pores sudar on top of the tefillin. So Rashi says, how do the cases match up? If Nakad Luhubiyade is what? He's holding them in his hand. So what would be the din there, according to Rashi? You guys, you're already holding in the Zikin. Tefillin's a thing of the past. So what does Rashi say about... Right, you can't sleep at all. Why not? Because you're going to drop the tefillin. So if you're holding them in your hand, you can't sleep at all because you might drop them. And the second one that says, he's wearing his tefillin, what's that? You're allowed to sleep Shenis Arai. That's classic halacha. You're wearing tefillin, you're allowed to sleep Shenis Arai, not Shenis Keva. And then the third sheet says, Paris Sudri Levei. So what does that mean?
You're not even interacting with it.
You're allowed to sleep no matter what. You can sleep as much as you want. So what's the chiddush of that? What's the pshat in that brisa?
No.
Rashi says, you took off your tefillin. I don't think he says you're using them as a pillow. Right? Rashi says, the paras sudri alayu, he nicham eitzel mirashosav bein keva bein aroi, de lo nos natura l'malachi asharis. Right? I don't think he dafka means he put them under your head. He says, like, you were in the base medrash and you were plotzing, you couldn't function. So you quickly took off your tefillin, you put them there and you covered them. What should you have done? You should have wrapped them. Right? That's a big inyan to wrap up your tefillin. Right? Even, you know, that maisa. Shechter wrote up a mice, I think, in the second Nefesh Arav, Mipnini Arav. So, by the way, I think there's a third one now. I don't know if it's out yet, but... Oh, it is out? Oh, look at that. I was going to wait till this farm sale anyway. So, So he wrote, I think in the Mipnini Arav, he said that on a particular Rosh Chodesh, there was somebody davening in shul with Rav Salvechik, and he took off his tefillin. He just left them on the table the way... I would say many, many people leave their tefillin on the table during Musaf Shmoneh Esrei. And he said that Rav Salvechik tapped him and motioned to him in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei that he should wrap up his tefillin. So it's apparently a big inyan to not leave your tefillin lying around in a bad way. You should keep the tefillin wrapped and treat them in a bekavadika fashion. We're talking about Tashmishei Kedusha here, that, you know, it's not to be trifled with, I guess. So maybe that's pshat in this Rashi also. That why does Rashi have to say lo nitna tola malach yesharis? He should just say, okay, so when you take off your tefillin, sleep all you want. So Rashi was bothered. He's like, what on earth does this brisa mean? What is the Gemara's pshat in this brisa? When your tefillin are covered by a sudur, what does that mean? That the tefillin are in the tefillin bag? I don't know. So I'm saying it can't mean the tefillin are literally put away, because that would mean you're not allowed to go to sleep for the night. And you need a brisa to tell you you're allowed to go to sleep for the night. You took off your tefillin, you went to sleep. What's wrong with that? So it must mean that it's a particular case that we're talking about here. So Rashi says the case is that you were literally falling on your face. You took off your tefillin and you covered them. You didn't even have the koach to wrap them up. You know, I was reminded of the maisa of the Chazon Ish. Right? You know the whole maisa they say by the Chazon Ish that he fell down on the floor before he got to his bed. You ever heard that maisa before? Well, I just told you three quarters of it. Anyways, there's One time, the Chazon Ish, I don't know where he was, he fell down on the floor next to his bed. They heard a loud thump late at night, so they came up to see what was going on, and he was lying on the floor, passed out next to his bed. So they woke him up, they put him into bed, they asked him, what's pshat? So he said, I try to learn as best as I can to, with all my kochos, I try to put as much of my kochos into learning as possible, and when I push it, I have no more energy, I save up a little bit of energy just to run back to my bed and to fall into bed and fall asleep. And today, I apparently used up too much energy while learning. I didn't have enough koch to make it all the way back to bed. So he made a miscalculation. So that's the situation that this guy's in over here. He's learning. He's in wherever he is in the Beis Medrash. He's learning. He has wearing a tallis and tefillin. And he can't see the Gemara anymore. He's looking at blurry pages. He realizes he's about to pass out with his tefillin on. So he quickly removes his tefillin. He doesn't even have the koch to wrap them up. So he puts them down. He's not going to leave them sprawled out on the table. So he covers them. To make at least a little bit bekavadik, he covers them up. So there should be at least, you know, some level of honor shown to the tefillin. And then he falls asleep. So that's why Rashi throws in the phrase, lo nit natola malachi asharis. That okay, really that's not lechachila, but we're human beings and we sometimes fall asleep. And the Torah has to make room for that. That sometimes we're going to fall asleep, and better than sleep with our tefillin on if the other opportunity is to take them off and cover them up, to be mechabed them somewhat, so the brisa was mechadish, that's okay. That seems to be the third pshat. Yeah?
Was that story from a South Asia compliance more important to wrap the tefillin than to the seaboard from Moshe?
It implies that to me. I don't know if that was Rosh Hashanah's kavanah in writing the story, but it does imply that to me. I mean, if you know. Okay. So the Gemara has this three-way solution, basically, and we come to the conclusion under normal circumstances, you're allowed to sleep Shena Saroy with the tefillin. That's basically what the Gemara concludes. If you take a look in the Ran, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, in the Dapi Arif, oh, yeah. Otherwise known as Daf what? It's the very bottom of Yubei Zimit Aleph, where it's four lines from the bottom. It says, Garcina Bigamar, Tani Chadi Yoshin Adam, Tfilin Shein Esaroi. You know what, let's just skip that. That's just a recap of the Gemara. Turn to Yud Beis Amud Beis on the top. So he quotes the Baal Amor. He says, V'kosa v'raz ha-levi, d'hochi kaimalon, this is how we paskin. What do you mean, this is how we paskin? We paskin like our Gemara. Like these three brisos and the teretz, the terutzim that the Gemara give. We paskin that you're allowed to sleep Shein Esaroi with the tefillin on. Says the Hachi Kaimelan, Afal Pi Shehar Avalfasis Alokosuv Brisus Halalub Hilchosuv. Even though the Rif doesn't quote, the Rif skips this whole thing, doesn't quote any of these Brisus. Veroisi Leechad Mechachme Hador. So now the Ran says, I found one of, he doesn't say who it is, one of the Chachme Hador, one of the Gedolia Rishonim. Shekosav de Losam Chinon Al Kolhani Masniosa. Ela Arav Yanai Sam Chinon de Amar Tfilin Srichen Gufnoki Kelisha Bal Knafayim. So what does he say? An interesting thing. That the Baal Amor wants to say it's a machlokes asugyos, and we between the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Sukkah. And we paskin like the Gemara in Sukkah. Tosfos already tried to gloss over all of that. Tosfos said, it's just, they're all talking about the same thing. And our Gemara is halacha l'maisa. And when Rav is said over there, shalo yishan b'hem, that doesn't mean you're not allowed to sleep a Shein Esaroi, right? It just means that you shouldn't ever put on the tefillin if you're afraid you're going to fall asleep. And that's the way Tosfos glosses over it. But Rabbi Nizrachi Alevi, the Baal Amor, says, no, you don't gloss over it. It's a machlokas asugi, so we paskin like the Gemara in Sukkah. And Echad Mechachmei Hador, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, says, no, we paskin like the Gemara in Shabbos. And that Gemara in Shabbos just says, Shelo Yishan Bahem, you're not allowed to sleep with your tefillin on. That's Shitas Rava. We always paskin like Shitas Rava. So you're not allowed to sleep Bein Shemes Keva, Bein Shemes Saroi. And then there's a third view quoted in the Ran, because of a love arrived, Hachacha mechach meador shekosav da adar Rabbi Yannai samchinan da in yishenim bohem klal yafek kosav. He's correct. The Ravid can't wait to disagree with the Baal Mor. So he says that definitely that great Talmud Chacham is correct, but not because of what you might think. So I'm not sure if he really means this or he's just writing it in a nice way. So he says Yafek Kosav Ela Shelo Piresh Kol Tzorchov. He just didn't explain himself enough. Now he's going to give a totally different reason. So it could be that this is what he held, and it could be this is what the Ravid wants to hold, and he doesn't want to make another fight, so he just puts it into the words of this Chacham.
Is he saying the Ravid is the Chacham Ador?
No. The Ravid is saying there was a certain Talmud Chacham who said that we paskin, you're not allowed to sleep in your tefillin at all, like the Gemara on Shabbos, and that's the correct psak. But I'll tell you why that's the correct psak. So he says, V'hatam l'fi she'inonu yecholim l'shayer k'dei hiluch mea ama. We can't figure out, or we can't, what's the word I'm looking for, measure how much Hiluch Me'ama is, Hilkoch Ein Yishena B'hem Kalal, Kishen B'Rosho, B'Kolshken, Kishen B'Yado. Right? So he's saying, we can't Cheshbin the Me'ama. Now, I don't think he means that we can't Cheshbin how long that is. I think it's a Dover Pashin how long that is. Just do whatever math you do. Whatever your sheet on how big an Amma is, figure out how long it takes a person to walk an Amma. I mean, they figured out how long it was to walk a mill. I can't imagine that that's really what the Ravid meant. What did he really mean? Right, or if you yourself are trying to sleep. If you're trying to sleep or you're trying to wake somebody else up who's sleeping, so what are the chances that you get it right? Very slim. How many people, we hear about a 5-minute power nap. We're talking about a 45-second power nap here. That's very, very little. So how are you going to figure out what's when you were sleeping, what's actually part of the cheshbon, and how to wake up after 45 seconds? I have no idea. So the Ravid says it's just not practical to ever actually sleep a Shena Sarai. That's why you're not allowed to sleep with your tefillin on. Not because we paskin like the Gemara and Shabbos. We paskin like both Gemaras. The Gemara and Shabbos was talking halacha l'maisa, and the Gemara and Sukkah is talking theoretically. So theoretically, it's mutter to sleep a Shena Sarai with your tefillin on. Halacha l'maisa, when will that ever happen? Never. You're never going to be able to make it within 45 seconds. Yeah?
Why is it closing in tefillin shel yad? Because that's the real tefillin?
No, it doesn't mean tefillin shel yad. It means when you're holding them in your hand. Where was that? He says, V'kolshkin kishahim biyado. Certainly when you're holding them, because he's holding like Rashi, that you're going to drop them. Avo de paris sudra layu umanchi bitseido mutter lishan kol shena kid isa bebrachas mani. Right, and then he goes on to explain it a little further. Then at the end, let me have a second. Then at the end, the Ravid closes. I think that's still the Ravid, not the Ran, adding that idea that really Rav and Rav Yochanan agree with one another that with regard to tefillin, if you put yourself in such an uncomfortable position that you were guaranteed not to fall into a Shenis Keva, then it would be mutter to sleep like that, and even Rav would permit that you were allowed to sleep Kisharosho Ben Birkov. Yeah.
So does the Chacham also hold that when you're when you're post sudar, would you be able to sleep as much as you want?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you said he completely just threw
out. I get it. So if you hold that, he basically throws out the concept. But here it's not the same machlokas. You understand? If you learn poros sudar alayu the way we've been learning it, so that's not really an issue of sleeping with your tefillin on. It's an issue of kavod tefillin, but it's not an issue of sleeping with your tefillin on. So it's quite possible that he would agree that, of course, you're allowed to sleep with your tefillin beside you, wrapped in a sudur, just not with them actually on. Or it's possible that he would disagree because he says that we throw out all three of these brises. Who knows? In other words, it seems that the Rif throws out all three of the brises. Now the Ravid would explain the Rif and say, no, of course we paskin like these brises, but the Rif was writing a sefer of halacha, and he wasn't going to include brises which are not halacha l'maisa. But Lamaisa, he leaves out the third brisa. He says that you're not allowed to sleep with, he doesn't even say you're allowed to sleep bein keva bein aroy with them on the side there. Could be because he's already being somech on the Gemara and Brachas, which talks about when you put the tefillah next to your pillow or whatever. So it could be he's already paskin over there, so that's why he's not getting involved over here. But Einachinami holds that way. So that's basically how would you wrap up the shittas arrived. So it's possible that you have three shittas in Rishon, it's possible you only have two, but either way, that there are those who say that it's definitely usur halacha l'maisa to sleep any type of shena with your tefillin on. Okay. Then you get, there's a very, very interesting Shitas HaRambam here. Shitas HaRambam is in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dalet, Alacha Tez Vav Tez Zayin. The Rambam is a little bit difficult to read even. He says, starts off with the Gemara and Shabbos. Tefillin tzrichin guf naki sheyizor shelo teitzim menu ruach milmato kol zman shehem alov. So he says, you need a guf naki when you wear the tefillin, which means you shouldn't be mefiach with your tefillin on. And then he says, lefichach osur lishon behem shenes keva v'lo shenes aroy elayim hiniach alein sudor v'lo hoise imo isha yoshim ben shenes aroy. So he says, you're not allowed to sleep a Shemes Keva, and you're not allowed to sleep a Shemes Aroy, unless you were Poris Suder on top of them. And you're not near your wife. That's already from the Hemshech HaGemar Chavavah Mebeis. So, then you can sleep a Shemes Aroy. So it's very interesting. And then he says, what is a Shemes Aroy? It should be Maniach Roshim in Birkov, and you can sleep. And then he throws in at the end, Hayitfilov in Halacha Tezayin, Hayitfilov Kruchin Biyado Mutar Lishin Behem Afilu Shenes Keva. You're allowed to even sleep a Shenes Keva if your tefillin were wrapped in your hand. So what you see from this Rambam, just for starters, is that he's not learning the Gemara the way all the other Rishonim are learning the Gemara. Now, the Ravid here on the Rambam says, he says, he only is masig on the fact that the Rambam says you could sleep even a shenes keva with your tefillin in your hand. So he says, Omer Avram, eino kein, ela kol zman shehin biyado, lo yishan behen klal, shema yiplu miyado, v'hochi isa b'gemara b'feirush. Says the Rambam missed the b'feirush of Gemara. Now, we've just seen this Gemara, and I don't know if the Ravid wrote in this Maramakam, but it says, Sukkah Chavav Amiralf. We just read the Gemara in Sukkah Chavav Amiralf. Did it ever say that? It did not say what the Ravid said it said either. Didn't necessarily say what the Rambam says, but it didn't say what the Ravid said. That's all in the Rishonim. Right? The Gemara had a three-way stira. Number one, can't sleep at all. Number two, you can't sleep Shana Sarai. Number three, I'm not going in order of the Gemara. And number three, you can sleep you can sleep everything. And then we had three answers. One was when you're wearing the tefillin, one was when they're in your hand, and one was when they're Poris Sudra Alayu. So the Rambam is just matching them up differently. The Rambam matches up, when can you sleep Bein Keva Bein Aroy? When they're in your hand. When can you sleep only Keva, and not Keva, but yes Aroy? That's when you're Poris Sudor alive. And when can you sleep, when can you not sleep at all? That's when you're wearing them. So the Rambam just has a totally different way of matching up the answers in the Gemara to the three Brises. Yeah.
The case of yes arai is where you're wearing them, but you cover them.
So yeah, and that's the next point. The Rambam learns Poris Sudor Alayu totally differently than Rashi does. Oh, so the question is what? Like what? Well, Mimonashach. Rambam looked at Rashi and he says what? He's like, who? What was the Havamina that if your tefillin are in your tefillin bag, you can't sleep? He doesn't understand Rashi at all. So he says, so then I had to dream up this, I mean, not me personally, but I'm saying we had to dream up this case in Rashi that it meant that they were somewhat wrapped, but not really wrapped, and they're in the tefillin. Like, why do you have to come to that? The Rambam says, Poris Sudor means something totally different. It means you're actually wearing them, but you covered them with a Sudor. And then you're allowed to sleep Shenes Aroy, not Shenes Keva. So what on earth does that mean? We'll come to that. Yeah.
Why do we say the Rambam has to... switch up all three of how we, you know, like why does it have to be different on all three aspects in regards to, you know, Rashi? Like, can it be like, you know, when it's on your head, you know, he would say like Rashi that Arai is Mutter and Keva and...
Because he says the Farish not that way.
Oh, okay.
Saying he says you're not allowed to sleep Shanis Keva and you can sleep Shanis Arai if you were Poris Sudor alive.
Oh, okay.
That's the Lashon of the Rambam. Yeah? Yoni?
Saying Rai did, like,
I was the older Rishonim. You don't see Tosa saying, yeah, Rashi, you could learn that way, or you could learn a different way. He says, nope, Baloni Rabbeinai, that's it, he's wrong. Dvar of Tmuim, that's the way the Rishonim are. They're not sitting there trying to, they're not some oyvim zubazoo. They're not friends.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be friends when they leave the Beis Medrash. Or ain't zazim imkolam ashenu ad chenasu oavim zebze. But they don't have to make nice to each other. Ravid didn't make nice to anybody. I'm saying, the Ravid said spoke his mind. That was it. He's fighting the Milchama Shel Torah. Okay. So, what is the pshat in this Rambam? So again, let's just read it carefully one more time. So he says, Tefillin tzrichim gufnaki sheyizor shlo teitzei mimenu ruach milmata kol zman shehin alov. So he says, first of all, what does it mean you need a gufnaki? You shouldn't be mefiach. So that's point number one. Point number two, so apparently he's passing like a baye? He's passing like a baye against Rava? No. Because then the next thing he says is, lefichach, therefore, asur lishon behem shenas keva, you're not allowed to sleep a shenas keva, v'lo shenas aroy, ele mimiach alein sudor. So he says, it's a very interesting way to read the Rambam, is the reason you're not allowed to sleep shenas keva is what? Because you're going to be mafiach. And then he says, and you're not allowed to sleep a shenas aroy unless you put the sudor on. That can't be going on the Isser HaFacha. Why not? Because what? Putting the sudor on top will help you in any way? Stamanat. Although, I'll be honest with you, I think that's what the Kesef Mishnah says, if I recall correctly. I think the Kesef Mishnah says you'll feel the sudor on your head and you'll remember a little bit better not to be a mafiach. Yeah.
One second.
So the first thing that Kesef Mishnah asks is how can we paskin like a baye against Rava? So he wants to answer that kasha, and then he says, the cave in the stan. Where is it? No. I saw that somewhere. Maybe it's not in the Kesef Mishnah. Oh no! There it is. Perek Beis Sukkah. I don't know. Once in my life, I did see someone who says that. Farash Rabbeinu ki manche bereshe. Lo keva v'lo aroy mishum dechashin and dilma lo midkar de tefillin alei v'asi lafiach ki paris sudra alayu vade midkar de tefillin alei v'lo asi lafiach. That's how the Rambam wants to learn. When he puts a sudra on top of the tefillin, so then if he's just wearing his tefillin, then he's not going to remember. If he puts a sudra on top of the tefillin, then it'll serve as a reminder, and he won't be mafiach when he's sleeping in shenas aroy. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Laniyas daiti, that's not the pshat in this Rambam. But, you know, Kesef Mishnah is a Kesef Mishnah. You can't at least not mention it. Yeah?
The whole discussion is the guy is falling asleep. So what is the mutter amount that he's allowed to fall asleep? So how, like, just because he has a suder on his tefillin, he's going to, like, wake himself up now?
That seems to be the way the Kesef Mishnah wants to learn. That it'll serve as an additional reminder during this short period of time that he's sleeping shenas aroy. Then he'll be more careful. Again, that's what's on the books. Okay. What seems to be more meduyuk in the lashon of the Rambam is that there are two isurim here. There's an isur to be mafiach in the tefillin, and there's isur also to sleep shenas aroy with the tefillin. So it's shayach to say that we're talking about two separate isurim. Isser number one is Afacha, Isser number two is Shena, and really, it's possible that the Rambam is learning that it's not a Machlokes Abayev Rava at all. And that would solve the Kasha, the first Kasha of the Kesef Mishnah, of why is he passing like Abaye against Rava? The answer is he's not. He's passing like Abaye and Rava. That he holds they weren't arguing, they're just giving examples of what constitutes a Gufnaki. Because it's hard to imagine that what would be the machlokas? Rava holds its mutter to be mafiach with the tefillin on? Impossible. Rava just holds there's an additional iser to sleep with them, and Abaye doesn't hold of that. So therefore, the Rambam is paskening like Rava, that of course we accept Abaye shalo yafiach behem, but in addition, we also accept Rava shalo yishan behem. So therefore, even a Shena Saroy would constitute an Isser Shena. And that fits in perfectly with Rav and our Sugya of Shalo Yishan Behem, where Rav says, Ein Keva L'Shena. That Ein Achinami, when you're talking about Shena, Shena Saroy is the same thing as Shena's Keva. But when we're talking about Hafacha, there's a difference. You can't sleep Shena's Keva in Tefillin ever, because we're Choshe Shem Yafiach Behem. But you can sleep Shena Saroy with your tefillin on mitzad hafacha. But mitzad Shena, you didn't solve your problem. So how do you solve your problem? So maybe by being poris sudar alayu. Maybe by putting a sudar and covering over your tefillin, shel rosh. How on earth does that solve your problem? So Rav Soloveitchik has a nice beer in terms of what that might mean. He said that we know that when it comes to, this is quoted in the Rishimus on page Kuf, I believe. I have it in my handout. Yeah, it's on page Kuf in the Rishimus, going over to Kuf Aleph. Soloveitchik writes that there's two inyanim when it comes to tefillin. There's the actual putting on of the tefillin, and there's an additional aspect to the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin, which is to be mu'utar b'tefillin. Right, that you are a gavra who's me'uter b'tefillin. That's the lashon that Rabbi Reichman writes in the Sefer. I assume it's a similar lashon to what the Rav actually said. That you have to be an individual who's me'uter b'tefillin. You're crowned with the tefillin shel rosh. And it says, what's one of the sodos of the tefillin shel rosh? We know by the tefillin shel yad, one of the halachas of the tefillin shel yad is that it's not supposed to be exposed. You're supposed to cover it. Because right, it says in the pasuk that it should dafka be for you. But when it comes to the tefillin shel rosh, what does it say? V'yaru kol amei ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimeka. V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz. Sorry. V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimeka. That all of the people should see that the Shem Hashem is called upon you and they'll fear you. And the Gemara Darshans, he quotes it from the Gemara Menachos, it's also the Gemara Brachos, Eilu tefillin sheberosh. That's referring to the tefillin shel rosh. So part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of the Tefillin Shel Rosh is that you should be a Gavra that's Me'uter B'Tefillin, and you're not called a Gavra Me'uter B'Tefillin unless those Tefillin are visible. Right? You guys know that story about the Vilna Gaon? It's one of the most famous, a lot of stories tonight, I guess. Okay, anyway, so there's a very famous Maisa of the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon was once staying at an inn, and some local street toughs came in to, I don't know, shake the owner of the inn down for some money, and they were beating him up. And then they decided that wasn't enough, so they decided, we're going to go beat up your customers. So they kicked down the door, and the Groh is sitting there, I don't know, Stama learning. And he was sitting there learning with his talis and tefillin. He wore his talis and tefillin all day. So they took one look at him, and they ran away. So the innkeeper says, what, my high? Why'd they run away? So he said, what do you mean? It's a beferish apostolic. It says, v'ro kol amei aretz, kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaro mimeka. Eilu tefillin shel rosh. That's the Gemara Darshans. They saw my tefillin shel rosh, they ran away. They're afraid of me. So the innkeeper says, all right, great plan. So the next day, they come back for their daily payoff or whatever, and the guy decides, he's like, ha-ha! He shows up with his talis and tefillin on, and they beat him up even worse than they did yesterday. So he comes to the groh, he says, what's going on here? When they see you, they run away. When they see me, they beat me up even worse. So he says, because you're not reading the Gemara correctly. He says, you read the Gemara, it says, Eilu tefillin shebarosh. Those are talking about the tefillin that are on the head. I read the Gemara as Eilu tefillin shebirosh. So he says, it's tefillin that's in your head. Meaning, if what's inside your head matches what's inside the tefillin, if you're in your head is Shema Yisrael, then in the tefillin is Shema Yisrael, so then the tefillin will protect you. So he said, if it's just on your head, then the tefillin, then protection doesn't apply. So he says, that's what the Gemara meant. That's what they quote in one of these Sfarim. You never say for Pnina Mishulchan HaGroh. They quote that the Groh is very makri whenever he read that Gemara, to always read it Dafka Eilu Tefillin Sheh Birosh. Okay. Anyway, that's the Maisa. But anyway, Halacha LaMaisa, we pask in that way that you should not cover over your Tefillin Sheh Rosh. And basically, when you do cover over the Tefillin Sheh Rosh, you're removing part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of wearing Tefillin Sheh Rosh. So not so much that you're literally going to be permitted to be mezalzel the tefillin by being mafiach in the tefillin. That's a pure zilzel. But the halacha that you're not allowed to sleep with your tefillin on, that halacha is a little more makel than being mafiach. It's not an outright zilzel. It's a lesser zilzal. It's also disgraceful. And Rav Soloveitchik wants to tie it to Nisr Doraisa. But nevertheless, you're at least lowering the standard a little bit, so you're not fully wearing your tefillin, so then we're not going to aser shena. Right? So technically, you would be allowed to sleep a shenas keva as well with your tefillin covered, but since we have a chashash shema yafiach, then we're not going to let you sleep a shenas keva, we're only going to let you sleep a shenas aroi, because mitzad shena it's mutter, mitzad afach is not mutter. Yeah. Mitzad Shena. There's an Isser of Shena betfilin. That's what Rava meant.
And that Shena was not Shena's Arai?
Right, so Shena, and Rava said, ain't Keva the Shena.
Doesn't the Gemara say that might lead to Shena's Keva?
The Shaila was, why aren't we Choshish Shema Yirdam? But Rava threw out the whole thing. Rava said, ain't Keva the Shena. And the Rav Soloveitchik doesn't say any of this, but I think this is what he means, Lachor. Rava said, ain't Keva the Shena. He's throwing out the kasha. He's saying your whole kasha was premised on the idea that because you might fall into a deeper sleep, that's why you're not allowed to sleep outside the sukkah. And why are you allowed to sleep with a tefillin on? Because we're not choshish shema yirdam. It's not true. We're not choshish shema yirdam mitzad yisr of shema yafiach. Clearly, when it comes to whether or not a person will be mafiach in his sleep, that will differentiate between shenas keva and shenas arai, because that's easy for us to tell. But when it comes to what's actually constituting a real Shena, different people, different things. So therefore, you're violating whatever Isser Shena outside the Sukkah, just like you're violating whatever Isser Shena with the Tefillin on. But that can be alleviated by being Poros Sudar, because then you're not fully Mekayim the Din of Tefillin Shel Rosh. And at the end, Rabbi Reichman records that Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik was very makbid whenever he would put his talus over his head. He would never put his talus so far that it was actually covering any part of his Tefillin Shel Rosh, because that would be pogame a little bit of the Kiyam HaMitzvah of wearing Tefillin Shel Rosh. So it's and he writes, what's the Lashon there? V'chein Roy Lassos or something like that. Yeah, V'chein Roy Lassos. He says, that's halacha l'maisa. That's what one should do. One should not cover his tefillin shel rosh in any way with the talis. That would be called poros sudor alayu. If you want to fall asleep, then you should cover. But halacha l'maisa, Mechaber actually records the din of the Rambam, not the other Rishonim, but I think the Mishnah Berurah over there he quotes the other Rishonim as well, that you should be makbid not to. But anyway, that's the shittas of Rambam in terms of what's the din of Shena Betfilin. We'll just start another inyan briefly. There's a lot, I don't know.
Oh, the
Rambam is in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dalet, Alocha Tezvav Tezayin. Okay, so the next question you really have to ask yourself is, isn't there an Iser to be Masiach Das with your tefillin on? You're not allowed to be Masiach Das from the tefillin. That's why we're always touching the tefillin and touching the Shel Yad, Shel Rosh, different points in the davening. So where did that, all of a sudden, that we're letting a guy take a nap with his tefillin on, and it's no Iser to be Masiach Das from the tefillin? So a lot of Rishonim asked this kasha. The Ritva on Ardaf, on Chavavim and Beis, Amar Aleph, the Ramaschal Tan Rabbanan, asks this kasha, and his lashon is like this: the Tmiya Milsa, Hechi Lo Chayshin and Lehesach Hadas, V'Nesor Afilu Shena Saroy. Why don't we aser even a Shena Saroy? Why do we dafka allow a person to sleep a Shena Saroy with his tefillin on? So, before we get to this teretz, we'll basically see two mahalchim within the Rishonim. But what would be, just in terms of Svara Chitzon, in terms of what you would think, if you had to make a Chakira, what's the basic din of Hesach Hadas, how would you explain it? Yeah? Right. So just, I think it's pretty much what you meant. I would say it a little differently, just in terms of what is the din Hesach Hadas? Is there a din that you have to actually think about your tefillin? Or is it that you're just, it's a disgrace to the tefillin if you're thinking about other things? Is it one of the dinim of tefillin that you have to focus on them? Or just don't avert your focus? Don't disgrace the tefillin by dafka concentrating on inyani other inyanim, as we'll see, maybe not even in Yanei Chol, maybe even in Yanei Kodesh is a problem. So the Ritva gives an interesting teretz, which is, it sort of toes the fence. I don't know if that's a phrase, straddles the fence, I think, is, or toes the line. You can't toe the fence. You can straddle the fence, you can toe the line. That's it. So this does either one of the two. So the Ritva's lashon is, the, okay, you could do that too. V'yesh lomer de lehesach adas lo kapdinon elikeshuhu er velibo pone ledvarim v'telim. He says, we're not makbid on hesach adas unless you're actually awake and you're open to thinking about other things. Deboivan shetehe kol machshavto bohem, because then you have to be thinking about them all the time. Avol kol she'eno nefana daito ledvarim shel chol, afal pishein daito ala tefillin mutter. Says anyone who's not focusing on other matters, even though he's not thinking about his tefillin, that's okay. So part of the Ritva sounds like he holds like one side, and part of the Ritva sounds like he holds like the other side. Part of the Ritva sounds like he says, as long as you're not thinking about other things, it's okay. Mashma, that he holds, that thinking that the din hesachadas is just don't be mezalzel in your tefillin by thinking about other things. But if you're thinking about nothing, then that's okay. And the other part of the Ritva where he says, deboinen shetei kol machshavto bohem, so you have to dafka be thinking about the tefillin shorosh. You have to be thinking about your tefillin. He's saying when you're awake and libo ponel advarim betalim, then you need all your machshav on them.
Right. But if you have an option of thinking about them or thinking about something else, then
right,
you're thinking on them while you're sleeping, so you don't have either.
So which way does he hold?
Like the side that he's neutral.
He says you could just be neutral.
Yeah.
But then why does he say you have to have all of your machshavas on the tefillin?
Because you can't be neutral when you're awake.
You can't be neutral when you're sleeping either, really. You're dreaming whatever your subconscious is dreaming. Yeah, you have visions. I'm saying, so I don't know. I remember in the good old days, you could fall asleep during shir, and like you could dream about the shir, like, because you're hearing it as you're sleeping. You know, like you think you're somebody's talking to you in your sleep almost. Well, I mean, whatever, you understand what I'm saying. I don't know. It's clear on one hand that he holds that you have to actively think about your tefillin when you're awake. So on the other hand, I'm saying, because the lashon that all your machshava should be on the tefillin.
And that's just because when you're awake, if you're not thinking about it, you're going to be thinking about other things.
Yes, but on the other hand, why would you use such a lashon that at the time you're wearing tefillin, all your machshavas have to be on the tefillin? Meaning, that's not practical. It's not true. They used to wear tefillin all day, and even if you just wear them during davening, so you're not going to be thinking exclusively about the tefillin. See, it sounds like it just means you have to have a positive consciousness of the tefillin, as opposed to, not that we don't care if you're conscious of the tefillin, just don't disgrace them by thinking about other things. It's a little bit hard. And we might not get to it tonight, but if you look back, there's a Ritva on Daf Tes, which is mashma that he holds, dafka, it's a positive thing. You have to think about the tefillin. Not that you shouldn't think about negative things, but just in terms of what the other possibility is, there's a Rashba in Masechta Shabbos. Rashba is in Masechta Shabbos on Mem Tesem and Aleph, where he says, the time of the Milsa, I'm skipping to the middle, but that's on Rava, Shelo Yishan Bahen, right? Rava is Lashon of Shelo Yishan Bahen. One second, I'm sorry. Yeah. So he says, "V'taima de milsa de aser lishan mem." Why is it aser to sleep with the tefillin on? Kedei shelo yasiach daito mehen. She shouldn't have a hesach hadas. That's the number one reason not to sleep with the tefillin. V'inami shelo yafiach behen. And he says, also you could say that you're not going to be mafiach. But the number one reason that the Rashba says you're not allowed to sleep with the tefillin on is that you shouldn't be masiach das. So clearly the Rashba holds that you're not allowed to be Masiach Das even when you're sleeping. And not only that, it's also two deos in the Tosos Yishanim in Yuma on Daf Chesem et Aleph. Tosos Yishanim on the side of the Amid there, he writes that He's talking about a different topic, but then he writes, V'yesh lomar, why aren't we choshish for Hesach Hadas? Hainu nami taimad Hesach Hadas. Tahachi inami amar, I'm sorry, he says, Tahachi. Says, when it says you shouldn't sleep with your tefillin on, it also means Hesach Hadas. Shalei Yafiach is one thing, but it also means you're not allowed to have Hesach Hadas. That's like the Rashba. And then he says, inami omar harav Rabbeinu Elchanan, the taimad Hesach Hadas, lo shayach el kishu neir. That's like the Ritva. He quotes Rabbeinu Elchanan that says that, like the Ritva says, that the only iser to be Mesiach Das is when you're awake. But when you're sleeping, there's no iser to be Mesiach Das. Yeah.
Can you be like, can you be machalik between like when you're sleeping and when you're awake? Right? I mean, the Rashi was saying that, seemingly, that since we consider that there's an issue of Hesach Das when you're asleep, therefore it must be that like anything neutral is considered Hesach Das, and you have to be actively thinking about it. Like, why can't you say just that sleeping is itself like, you know, a negative thing? It's not necessarily, you know, a neutral.
So it's not neutral mitzad Hesach Hadas?
Right. It's strictly negative.
So you could say that. You could say a very, you know, you could say that vort really the whole machlokus between the Ritva and the Rashba is what's the status of the subconscious, right? It's like, all right, it's, you know. It's very Valvatish, and like, I don't know, I actually had that in my notes from a few years ago, right? I said, I wrote at the time, Ubir Zelo Nearly Klau. So I don't know if I like it better today than I did then, but I don't know, it's a Valvatish of art, I'm not so into it. That they're arguing over what's the status of the subconscious mind. Is the subconscious mind considered, so really everybody holds what? Really everybody holds what?
That Hesach Hadas is strictly when you have whatever negative.
So really neutral is good. Yeah. Neutral is good. Right. That really there's no din that you have to be concentrating on the tefillin, but really there's a din that you're allowed to be neutral, just don't think about other things. And the shaila is, what's the status of a dream?
Right.
What's the status of a daydream? Is a daydream already considered that you were Masiach Das to Dvar Macher? Well, that doesn't really constitute conscious thought, and therefore it's not, you could say such a thing, but it's as I'll show you, the Ritva probably wasn't holding that way. The Ritva probably was holding that you actually need to be actively thinking about your tefillin, and not, you know, neutral is not good enough, right? So then you basically stuck with the original Chakira that we made. Then you know, again, I never like to, it's a personal matter, personal taste. I don't really like to say it's a machlokis and what's the status of the subconscious. I don't know, it's not my thing. But it's not wrong. So you can't say that it's wrong just because I don't, you know, like it. But all right. Anyway, maybe we'll save that for later. Hopefully Monday.